The federal government's engineer at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation in southeast Washington has stepped forward, airing serious concerns about the site's massive waste treatment plant. In a newly released memo, the top manager calls out major flaws with Bechtel National's design and construction of the plant, and he says the company should be taken off key portions of the project. Correspondent Anna King reports.
Gary Brunson is the chief director of engineering for the U.S. Department of Energy at Hanford. His more than 20-page memo was selectively released to the press this week by the department. In the memo, Brunson describes 34 instances and technical issues where he says Bechtel has made bad decisions, from overcharging taxpayers to an overall flawed plant design. In one instance in his memo, Brunson says the bad plant design could release poisonous gases in fatal concentrations in a matter of seconds when workers are in the plant. Brunson could not be reached for comment, but Carrie Meyer, speaking for the Department of Energy, says the department is taking these strong allegations seriously. In a prepared statement, she read,
"We are continuing to work with Bechtel to address the ongoing technical issues that we have. And even as we work together to pursue those solutions, the department continues to be frustrated with the lack of progress. Addressing the challenges effectively is going to require both additional work by the contractor as well as improved oversight by the department."
The memo by Brunson is just the latest in a string of discontent and hand-wringing by top-level managers and engineers who have gone public after they say they've been ignored by their management superiors. Walter Tamasitis, Donna Bushy, and Don Alexander are all people who have raised concerns at top levels, and some of those concerns are still being investigated by the federal government. Frank Russo is Bechtel's contract manager for the plant. He says there will always be disagreements on large projects like this, but he says you have to move forward to get the job done. Bottom line, he says it doesn't make sense for Bechtel to do a shoddy job.
"There's no utility in this at all for a company like Bechtel, or the Department of Energy, or URS, to want to build something inferior."
Brunson's memo is now being reviewed by the Department of Energy, the federal watchdog, the Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board, and the Hanford Advisory Board. I'm Anna King in Richland.